DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
All season long on Empire, you knew this moment was coming.
You are not going to die.
Fox tomorrow on the Empire season finale. One lion won't survive the night.
Oh my God.
No!
Then it's the season finale of Star.
Someone help!
That will change everything.
He's gone.
The season finales of Empire and Star.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're enjoying some nice weather early in the week, but things will change later in the week. For tonight, mostly clear, mild, overnight low temperature 65. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 89, a little bit more humidity tomorrow. Lots of sunshine around. There could be, a pop-up renegade shower somewhere in the area tomorrow, but most towns stay dry. Then upper 80s on Thursday, some spotty afternoon storms here and there, but a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms at times Thursday night into Friday and over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Just be aware that your outdoor plans could be affected. High temperatures in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, everyone's got their panties in a wad because there's a new royal baby. Who cares? I gave birth in the back seat of a minivan in the parking lot of a Walmart twice, and no one made no big whoop to do about it. Now, I don't keep up with the royals the way I do the Kardashians, but from what I gather, this one ain't never gonna be the king or nothing anyway, so double, who cares? Now, I ain't met no British people in real life, but I do watch PBS from time to time when they cut off my cable and I'm forced to, and they ain't got nothing but British shows. Just a bunch of sad sacks drinking tea, and someone's always crying because their husband died from some old-timey disease that we ain't even got in America. Now, I ain't no la-ki-da British royal, but they do call me the coupon queen. Just last week, I bought $147 worth of mayonnaise, and after I used my coupons, they paid me 32 cents. Now that's real royalty.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the big broadcast. Happy hour on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm a pretty good mood, actually, this afternoon. I can't get truculent, though. My name is Greg Goodell, and sitting here in the studio with my Tonto-like sidekick, Joey.
And here they are.
Deborah,
please clap.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
All right, it's the story that we talked about this morning. And that's the fact that, there's a lot of interesting things that are a lot more popular than CNN. But first of all, CNN, the story is, even though Brian Stelter, little squeak toy that he is, the guy that reminds me of himself every time I take a leak, is denying that 300 people are being cut by CNN. 300 employees are losing their jobs.
He's denying it.
Well, they're being offered buyouts, so they're taking it because that's better than getting cut with no buyout.
But that's definitely downsizing. That's definitely they're having to cut dead weight.
And the only reason they're having to do that is because they refuse to report the truth. They are dedicated to their ideology, and they don't care about facts, truth, or any of that other stuff. And it's cost them dearly at the box office or the TV ratings. Their average viewership is 776,000.
Ooh, that's not good.
No. That's pathetic. And Newsbusters came up with, remember we used to play Newsbusted with Jody Miller?
Yeah. I'll see Jody every once in a while on Instagram, hang out with some comics. I follow a lot of comedians that are out west, and that's where Jody is, I believe.
Well, Newsbusters did some research and came up with a list of things that technically engage more people than the average CNN audience, including the number of prostitutes in this country.
Really?
Yeah, and that's not even counting the politicians. There are approximately 1 million of those here in the U.S.
I think it's higher.
Well, you know, you can't count because some are not officially
right.
That.
Of course.
But it's basically the same thing. You just put something different down where it says occupation on your tax return.
Right, right.
Absolutely
like
true.
Like limo driver.
But that still beats CNN's audience by 250,000 people, all right? When it comes to ranking the cable networks, CNN is now 15th.
Wow.
They are being beaten by Home and Garden TV, which doesn't surprise me. I don't know too many women who don't watch that, you know, for a while. There's just something about that. And it's an escape. It's a chance to look at things you'll never be able to afford.
If you, too, had a multi-billion dollar budget, how would you fix your home?
Exactly. And part of that's fantasy, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's fun.
The Hallmark Channel, with their sappy movies and cheesy, romance novels brought to television, they beat CNN. And so does the Food Network. And in my opinion, the Food Network was much better when they did these half-hour shows, and you went, you know, to a master chef, a guy or a woman with a lot of experience, and you were in their kitchen, and they showed you how to make something. Then the Iron Lung, not Iron Lung, the Iron Chef came along.
What's your, you not like the Iron Chef?
Well, it was okay, but it was more of a show than learning something about putting a meal together.
Oh, fair enough.
When you're, you know, the thing I loved about those chef shows was that it was one-on-one.
Yeah. I love Iron Chef America. The original Iron Chef, I mean, it's Japanese, so it's tough to follow. But Iron Chef America is really cool because you see people, like the guy from, the chef from Acre in Auburn, he won it. Yeah, I like both, where you can learn something on some of the shows, the one-on-one. But then it's like anytime the best in the world are competing, I don't care what it is, it's entertaining.
I mean, I learned things, little tricks, like how to chop an onion better without putting your fingernails
in. Sharp knife to keep you from crying. What else did you learn?
Quick example, Emeril.
Yeah.
I loved watching Emeril in his kitchen making bouillabaisse or whatever. Some New Orleans, some Cajun thing. Then he started having a band in the room, and then he brought in the studio audience. And, yeah, he became quite the phenomenon, and eventually he had a show on NBC. A half-hour sitcom, I guess. It didn't last long. But that's, and now he's kind of, you know, he's got restaurants and.
Oh, yeah, he's still got a lot of money.
You know, we don't have to have any fundraisers for Emeril. But the one I really liked was when he was, because he was so animated, you know.
Yeah, and his own, I think they did bring that back, though, where it's just him one-on-one in a home-looking kitchen. That's really good, really effective.
I don't even know where that channel is on my cable. I think it's in the 60s somewhere.
I don't have cable, so I...
Besides, I've found the Smithsonian Channel, by the way.
Oh,
let's find out what they got today.
Well, tonight...
Hold on. Big drum roll. Everybody pay attention here. It's a chance to learn something.
At 7 p.m. inside Mighty Machines Power Plant.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't interest you?
No, that does. Isn't it a coal plant or something they're tearing
down? For nearly 100 years, North Carolina's Buck Steam Station helped drive an electrical revolution by harnessing the raw energy of coal and steam, providing power to 15 million homes and factories. But now the plant is coming down to make way for cleaner, greener, and more efficient ways of producing electricity. Before this is dismantled, hosts... Chad Zednik reveals the five engineering innovations that made the power plant a legend of its time. Then would you like me to continue?
Yes.
8 p.m. Air disasters. Afghan nightmare.
Ooh.
Do you know this one?
I might. Is it a cargo plane?
747 cargo plane, yes. In April 2013. Leaves Afghanistan's largest airfield with a little over 200,000 pounds of military equipment. Within seconds of takeoff, the pilots lose control of the aircraft. The nose won't drop, and in an instant, the plane stalls and crashes to the ground.
I remember that
news day.
That's jaw-dropping, because you see the plane taking off, and you hear the engines revving, and then you see the nose come up, and the plane actually does... I think a complete 360, and is right side up and just plops to the ground and explodes.
And then at 9 p.m., America in color, the 1950s.
Oh.
And there's actually a picture, I believe, of, Rosa Parks right there. So a little Montgomery shout-out to history.
That would be interesting if, if I had lived through that decade and... I have vague memories.
No, oh, I'm sure you were a sponge.
No, it was, I mean, here's my contention, and I saw this last night. They had, it's a two-hour documentary, and they repeat it often enough where you should really check their schedule and watch it. The day Kennedy died. And they take you there, there's a lot of video and stuff that nobody's ever seen in there before.
Mm-hmm.
They bring back a lot of people going on camera for the first time. The doctor that looked at JFK in the ER. And then Lee Harvey Oswald 2 days later. So it's fascinating, but one of the things that jumps out at you there is somebody who's just commentating saying that with his death, and I've always said this myself, with his death, the age of innocence ended in America. The 50s ended on November 22nd, 1963. And you look at it, you look back, the music was pretty much very similar to what took place between 55 and 60. It was still a time for, shall we say, linoleum and sexist coffee ads on TV.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee.
Bite me!
You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates.
Bad!
Well, see you later.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh perked. Good as fresh perked. I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Have coffee and I'll serve it naked.
Hey, great coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perked?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office?
Oh, gee.
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
And neither can their...
Oh. Instant Folgers taste good as fresh perked. Try it.
Now, that tells you how much.
Now, do you still have some of those educational videos from the 50s? Like on how to ask somebody out on a date?
You know, I might.
Because, you know, I hear there's a weenie roast coming up and I'd like to... You know, summertime. People start cooking those hot dogs.
I actually saved a lot of those. Bad Party. Are You Popular?
I'd like to hear some of them. Because I've hit that age. I'm strongly now into my 30s. And I'm trying to, you know, become a man.
Well, what would you like to learn about? Marriage, popularity, are drugs good for you, cleanliness?
I want to learn about drugs.
Okay, we'll consider this public service announcement time then at 3:18.
Lights. Scholastic Health Films presents Drugs Are Good For You. This is Sam. Sam desperately wants to make the varsity track team. But when he runs a race, he runs out of breath. Then Sam met Joe, a classmate who spends most of his day hanging out in the parking lot. Joe gave Sam a marijuana cigarette. Scientists have proven smoking marijuana will increase his lung capacity. It worked. Not only did Sam make the team, he won state. Sam and his friends celebrated by going out for pizza and hamburgers and hot dogs and ice cream and cake and Scholastic Health Films wants you to know that no matter what you do, drugs are good for you.
Man, I like that. And that's a real nugget of wisdom right there.
And anybody that's listening that used to be on the AV team remembers those days well. When it was on film, then it was on CDs, and now they probably have it downloaded and just play it back. But we have more of those. We can have an educationally dedicated afternoon if you want.
Yeah, I'm feeling ignorant today, so please.
Yeah, me too. I'm feeling real ignorant, man. At 3:20, our friends at Lewis Lawn are expanding. It's great to see this. This is a legacy business here in town. And they had a chance to expand their showroom capacity and put more products out there. And it has worked. It has worked. And they're looking for people to help handle all the extra traffic. They're looking for mechanics, pickup and delivery folks. If you're interested in working for people I'm considered to be among the finest I've met in my 14 years in Montgomery, the Lewises are exactly what you're looking for, and they're looking for you, too. Stop by and fill out an application at the location 1135 Northeastern Bypass, and they are there Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., or the number's 244-9191 if you have questions. In the meantime, anything you need to buy to maintain the outside of your home, you'll see the professional trucks there because they need a partner in their business who can keep their equipment running. You know, they're using it every day. There is a limited window for making money, and they need to be at max capacity. They need to be busy from sunup till sundown. So if something breaks or something needs to be repaired, they need a place they can take it to and get it done. That's why they buy at Lewis Lawn, because they carry all the great brand names like Echo, Exmark, Toro, Steel, Shindawa, that if something happens, they can bring it right there and get back in business without losing days and days and all the revenue that goes with it. And it's just as important for you when you buy a product and you get the warranty card. You buy at a box store, they're just going to give you an 800 number to call and complain to. With Lewis Lawn, they're there, period. So stop by and visit them again, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, and by phone at 244-9191.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table to have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table to have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
At Sexton Tire Pros, customers are the core of their business. Friday, May 10th from 11 to 2, stop by Sexton Tire Pros for their Customer Appreciation Day. Not only will they have free food and drinks, but you can enter for a chance to win a set of 4 new tires along with other prizes. Also, take advantage of their $5 over-cost sale on passenger and light truck tires. Stop on by May 10th, 2718 Zelda Road in Montgomery. Set of 4 tires cannot exceed more than $750 value. See store for details.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. And Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses for mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone and enter the secret code 0909. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get amazing savings. Just pick a delivery date and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0909. That's proflowers.com, secret code 0909.
The Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event is on now because our off-road vehicles are built for this. We're built for hitting the trails as the sun comes up, for odd jobs and bales of hay, for kicking up dust on a long dirt road. So, how do you become built for this? By getting to the Ready to Ride sales event and finding a new Can-Am off-road vehicle for a great deal. Get to your local dealer to save up to $2,500 on select 2019 models for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex. She just gave birth to a brand new royal baby. He will live a life of excess. He will wear a crown while toilet training, and he'll have tons of money. He'll get into all the best schools. Got castles, horses, and family jewels. Billionaire, so lucky him.
rich cajillionaire, and they're making more royal.
Royal.
They're so much better than us. They're having servants wipe their butts. They've got 500 million bucks. What a privileged future.
Future.
On into that money. Eat with the gold spoon.
Gold spoon, gold spoon, gold spoon.
Because that baby's royalty.
Is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
That's something pretty cool happening this Saturday, and here to talk about it is Susanna Wasserman from the shops at East Chase. Good to have you with us.
Hey, how's it going?
Let's talk about the farmer's market.
Yes.
Where's this going to be, and what time, and what should we expect?
Yeah, this is the 15th annual farmer's market at the shops at East Chase. You can find it every Saturday near Dillard's. It's from 7 a.m. to noon. Again, we'll have probably about 30 to 50 vendors each week, and those are all Alabama farmers and makers within our community.
I've got quite a tomato crop started. Is that something I can participate in when my plants start producing?
You know, that sounds lovely, but we're at our limit. We have some really famous Slocum tomatoes from Applin Farms, but maybe next year?
Yeah, maybe next. No, I'm trying to raise money for Jay Scott. He needs an air conditioner. And we're looking at all avenues of revenue production for that.
Understandable.
I don't think a week goes by because my wife, Mrs. Ritterbuttle, works at Costco.
Okay.
And I was telling the boss today, mm-hmm. when I want to find out, when I want to get the pulse of what our listeners are thinking, I just go there. It's like doing a personal appearance because they're always there. I meet people every week at Costco. But as I drive there, it seems like every day I notice something new is being started or completed. What are some of the other projects we can look forward to or businesses that will be opening up at the shops at East Chase?
Yeah, we actually, if you haven't heard about BurgerFi, it's a craft burger joint that's going to be opening this fall.
Craft burger?
Yes. So it's a fancy burger.
Fancy burger?
Yeah.
It's
like organic beef, grass-fed, and they have some really great gluten-free options as well as vegan options. So that's pretty cool.
Where will that be located?
That is going to be located on East Chase Parkway.
Okay.
So we're excited about that. We do have some other things going on, which I can't announce, but we have some really good things moving.
Oh, I need
a scoop. I can't give you the scoop. It's going to be a good year, though.
Well, if you want to start a good rumor anytime, you can get my number and let me know. So again, what time does the farmer's market open on Saturday?
It starts at 7 a.m. It's rain or shine. So I did hear that the forecast may not be as pretty this week, but all the farmers will be there and ready. So definitely bring an umbrella if you need it, but it's open until noon every Saturday.
Okay. And pretty much runs the gamut of all types of, they have like not just things to eat, but plants.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We have Leatherwood Nursery. They have a ton of plants. We'll have Sunshine. They'll have Sunshine Farms. They have sunflowers. We have any kind of vegetable that is grown within the state of Alabama. So some things you might not find that you might find in the grocery store, it's because it's not grown in Alabama. So it's really interesting. We'll have strawberries for the next 2 weeks. Strawberry season is almost over. Peaches are almost ready. Those will probably be here towards the end of May, 1st of June.
Cool. Anything else that you wanted to mention while you're here?
Well, you can always find us at theshopsteachase.com. We have a list of events on our website. We'll have free yoga every Saturday as well. That starts at 8:30 a.m. featuring Breezeville Yoga.
Young.
Joey.
He's into yoga.
Yeah, I know who Frank is.
Yeah, Frank's the best.
Yeah.
I should probably look into that. Somebody suggested it to me the other day.
It's for all ages and...
Oh, that's nice
levels
to know.
Like,
more senior people can.
No, it's different for everyone. There's kids that go as well, too.
It's interesting because I've known about yoga my whole life, but it seems like it's really never been more popular than it is now.
Oh, definitely. I think there's a lot of health benefits.
And I don't think it's a fad, either. I don't think it's one of those...
No, it's a fact. Peloton
is a fad. Anybody's got the money to buy a Peloton... That's going to become a clothes hanger.
Was rollerblading a fad?
I mean, I feel like it was, but I would like for it to come back.
I loved it. I do 10 miles at a pop, you know.
Right.
I loved it. It was my favorite form of exercise of all the different things I've done in my life. And I did bring my rollerblades to Montgomery, but I couldn't find a place that was rollerblade friendly.
Okay.
Where you weren't kind of at risk.
Sure.
Lumpy streets,
yeah,
and things
hard
like that. Because I was very good. I only fell a few times, but when you fall on rollerblades...
It's tough.
You fall.
I know.
Yeah. And sure. This is in South Florida, And in South Florida, I remember one time I was on a sidewalk, and I was in great shape, and I, you know, just going along, my tan body, my hair in the wind. And then we have these nuts in South Florida that look like they're like half moons.
Yeah.
Forget, they come off a tree. And my right wheel hit one of those, and I face planted.
And you'll never forget it.
Well, what's more memorable, I had a couple of cuts, and I got up and I finished 9 more miles. But what I remember most about that is the sidewalk was right next to a busy street. And I don't know how many minutes I was down hearing one car after another. You can't miss me. I must have looked like I got hit by a car dead because I was motionless for a while. And nobody stopped. Nobody stopped. It took 5 minutes before somebody, I could hear somebody's brakes being applied, and they came up and said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Well, I could probably, I'm kind of afraid to check." I didn't know if I had a bone sticking out someplace. You know, you always expect the worst. So they helped me get up and get restarted.
That's good. You're okay now, though.
Oh, yeah.
Fully recovered.
I am in peak condition.
Well, and you don't have the same perils with yoga, so you should try it out, Greg.
Yeah.
With Frank.
But we need Frank. We just don't have smooth surface. The one place I did rollerblade at was Fun Zone.
Yeah.
But my doctor told me never to do it again.
You can go to Looney's. I think they're still open.
Oh, out on Southern Boulevard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned that to me.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to meet a fellow rollerblader.
Yes, of course.
And good to have you with us. Farmers Market, 7 o'clock Saturday. The shops at East Chase. Be there.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. Yeah. Come by anytime you got something going on there.
All right,
cool. We'd love to hear about it. It is 3:33 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to get our first look at the roads from Mr. Balaki here. Your local news, Rich's forecast, and then we're back.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling along with our afternoon traffic, and some of our afternoon traffic is rolling rather slowly. We have a big crowd of cars between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, and if you continue around the boulevard, there is a lot of congestion around Vaughan Road, also around I-85 and the Atlanta Highway. The interstates don't have any problems this afternoon at this hour. Everybody is moving along just fine. There's a lot of cars out there, but just watch out around you and you'll be okay. We don't see any delays headed north or south on any of the 31s. Just be careful out there this afternoon and get home safely. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems designed to keep your pet safe and at home or in specific areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. An Alabama House committee has advanced legislation that seeks to end Alabama's status as one of two states without an equal pay for equal work law. The bill would prohibit businesses from paying workers less than employees of another race or gender without reasons such as seniority, a merit system, or productivity to account for the difference. It now moves to the House. Selma City Treasurer is back at work after being reinstated by the courts. Renita Wade has been on administrative leave for the last 6 months. She was removed from the treasurer's job by Mayor Dario Melton and reinstated by the city council 3 times. A final hearing on the matter is set for July 8th. Montgomery police are looking for a man wanted in a recent shooting. Authorities say 18-year-old Theartis House is wanted for assault. He's accused of shooting a man in the 3200 block of Suwanee Drive on April 23rd. The victim is expected to be okay. If you know where Theartis House is right now, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're enjoying some nice weather early in the week, but things will change later in the week. For tonight, mostly clear, mild, overnight low temperature 65. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 89. A little bit more humidity tomorrow. Lots of sunshine around. There could be, a pop-up renegade shower somewhere in the area tomorrow, but most towns stay dry. Then upper 80s on Thursday. Some spotty afternoon storms here and there, but a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms at times Thursday night into Friday and over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Just be aware that your outdoor plans could be affected. High temperatures in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply?
It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
This is your breakfast wake-up call from Panera Bread. Don't start your day with a greasy processed breakfast. At Panera, breakfast to go no longer means to settle. Wake up with their new maple glazed bacon, scrambled egg and cheese breakfast wrap. And pair it with their new light and dark roast coffee ground fresh in cafe. All made 100% clean and ready to go with rapid pickup at the push of a button. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And that means compromising isn't an option. Panera, food as it should be.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to Winterfell Starbucks. What can I get for you?
A venti black.
What's the name?
A girl has no name.
Hi, what can I get you?
Hodor.
Okay, that's a cinnamon macchiato.
Hodor.
With almond milk. Anything else?
Hodor.
And what's the name?
Hodor.
I have an iced skinny blonde for Daenerys Stormborn of the House Targaryen, the first of her name, protector of the Seven Kingdoms, mother of dragons, a Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, the Unburnt, and the Breaker of Chains.
No, I'm also Queen of the Andals and the First Men. Starbucks never gets my name right. Dracarys!
So nothing sets the internet on fire like something funky with Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Well, and tonight, I didn't get to it last night. Tonight on the Joey Clark Radio Hour, I have a scene from Game of Thrones that I'd edit one word that really describes a lot of Game of Thrones fans who fancy themselves theorists of the show and the books.
Theorists? It's a fantasy. Why do you have to have theorists?
About what's going to happen and what prophecies are going to be fulfilled.
Why don't you just wait and watch it?
That's my point of view. But there's one scene from the show that really captures people that are looking into things a little too much and hoping for an answer. When we don't get the answer, oh! D&D! Like, the producers, the executive producers, like Benioff and Weiss or whatever, David and Dan.
Like, how dare you guys ruin it? I knew it would go downhill once we ran out of book content.
Gee. Well, I mean,
I just don't see why people are negative. I've enjoyed the season thus far.
I was into The Sopranos at the level that you and Rich and Jay are into Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were talking about the movie Gone with the Wind yesterday. And one of my complaints about that film is that they had to cut it down. I think when they did the first cut, it was close to 5 hours long. And so they kept editing and editing and editing it to get it to where you have two equal halves with an intermission. But there was so much content that towards the end of that movie, it's just one horrendous thing after another. You know, one tear-jerking death, just... Mm-hmm. And it happens too quickly. It's like we got to jam all of this in because we have a ticking clock that says it can be no longer than this.
Right.
The Sopranos kind of made me feel the same way in the final season. They had to finish off this character, that character, and there was a lot going on. To pretty much at the end, it was Tony and his family. And then the way they orchestrated that final scene and everybody's sitting wondering if they're going to get whacked in the restaurant and all this kind of stuff. And then we get halfway through a Journey song and they just cut. There was a lot of disillusionment after that. Not everybody was real happy. There were, you know, a few, oh, that's cool. I didn't like it.
I mean, people expect too much, some of that crap.
Then they were going to do a theatrical movie to follow up on the series. And then... Gandolfini died, so that was the end of that.
Well, I've learned, especially with big events, and it's storytelling, mm-hmm. don't go in with undue expectations. Just go in to enjoy the storytelling. Then maybe you see it a few times, and you can rank things and nitpick all you want. But I think sometimes people get themselves so worked up into their theory of what's supposed to happen that they've really missed the point.
There was a movie, this is about 10, 11 years ago, because I was a big brother for a bit, and I was always looking for something to take them to on weekends, called Bridge of Terabithia.
Yeah.
And it was a charming movie. It was sweet. It was, I liked it until the end. And I almost felt guilty that the kids had to wrap their minds around this ending that was written for the movie.
Really tragic ending?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
Still, I mean, it was a good film. I just, when you get to about 15 minutes left, just stop watching.
Yeah, but they've seen Old Yeller. They've seen Charlotte's Web. And this is part of life.
I'm trying to remember if I got all teary during Charlotte's Web because I took Goose to see that one.
And by the way, if you Mighty cut Giant. Off It's a Wonderful Life after as he's jumping... That's the end of the movie. It's up there with those movies in terms of tragedy.
Oh, yeah.
If there's no redemptive arc.
Yeah.
Well, here's what life would have been.
No, you wait for that moment when he comes bursting out, kids!
Yeah.
Yeah. And every time a bell rings or my Ring doorbell system goes off, an angel gets its wings. We, I was kind of surprised. Bluebell came by with a new ice cream flavor today.
Yeah.
Cookie cake, you know, whatever. It was great. Every new flavor they come out with is spectacular. And our good friend, because we give away Seafood Bistro gift cards on the morning show, our buddy Paul came by with his newest creation, fried green tomatoes. Now, you've obviously been around for a long time, but these are, without question, the best I have ever had. They're thin, crispy. Part of the problem with, you know, you go to a meat and three hot place, fried green tomatoes can get a little greasy.
Soggy,
and,
yeah.
These were awesome. And the sauce, what a flavorful experience.
And you're right, by the way, about that flavor of ice cream. It is called cookie cake. It is a sweet cream ice cream loaded with chocolate chip cookie cake pieces and swirls of chocolate and vanilla icing.
Now, they always leave a couple of their big full half gallons. We don't finish it all. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how radio station thieves, how long whatever is left over will last. Because it'll be gone.
See, really, when it's, you know, comes to ice cream, you got to lower your expectations. can't expect too much.
It's
when
like
it's a radio station kitchen.
Let me put it this way: it's like leaving a filet mignon. Let's say you're cutting it and it falls on the floor, and you decide to leave it there, and then you go out and trusting that your dog will. Briscoe technically is a small dog, but he's got this odd body where he can stretch to amazing lengths.
It is remarkable.
And he went, I cooked a whole package of delicious Kaneka bacon.
Ooh.
And I had separated some for the gang in the morning and left the rest on the counter. And I come back and I see a paper towel on the floor and it has a grease stain on it. And I'm looking around and there's a few little tiny flicks of bacon left. But Pig had been able to pull it down because it was close enough to the edge of the counter to get it. I was actually a little worried. That's a lot of bacon. My little piglet boy. He even makes snorty pig sounds, too. Have we accomplished anything so far today?
I mean, we told people about the farmer's market at the Shops at East Chase starting this Saturday.
That's important, about the new ice cream flavor from Bluebell, which is awesome.
Paul
Rollerblading and Paul Dolan
Seafood. Seafood Bistro, those fried green tomatoes.
Yeah. The market was down substantially today, but it seemed to pick up just towards closing.
Yeah, trade issues, you know.
Yeah. Follow. In fact, I even told Barron this today when I saw him. I said, I heard your perspicacious analysis on your show yesterday, and at this point, we just have to learn how to trust Donnie T. This may not have been a great day, but come on, man. We were down below 22,000 on the Dow in December, and it's just a little under 26 now. And that's in a relatively short period of time. He'll get it worked out. He knows what he's doing.
Hopefully.
Yeah. That's the disclaimer. I hope. Otherwise, the rest of the news, did you see our buddy Mr. Blackman's blog today? As the Democrats set the stage for the 2020 election, what were we told in 2016 before the election actually took place? The big debate among the extended wing of the Democratic Party, which is the network media, what did they talk about? Oh, those Trump voters, those smelly Trump voters, they better accept the results. They better not raise a fuss when the pantsuit princess waddles out with a victory. And then that didn't happen. So what are they doing now? Now, in fact, Blackman describes it as borderline sedition. Nancy Pelosi today saying, we have to make sure that the Constitution wins the next presidential election. We can't be worrying about, well, how long is this going to take or that? It will take as long as it does. We will press the case so that in the court of public opinion, people will know what is right. But we cannot accept a second term for Donald Trump. If we're going to be faithful to our democracy and the Constitution of the United States, and that is just a fact. So, like, does that include spying on, you know, using the Department of Justice and weaponizing it against the president, bitch? This whole thing with the tax returns, are you kidding? What has he done? Do you think the IRS, that's like saying the IRS has no idea what it's doing. Do you think he just fills out a short form every year? You know, I made $1 billion and I paid this much in taxes and here's my first mortgage interest. I'm sure his returns are very, very properly prepared by some of the best accountants in the country. So the only reason you a-holes in that committee are asking to see them is for one reason and one reason only. You want to make a big stink about how much money the man has. Because your base, your stupid, ignorant base, well, they react to that. That's red meat. You know, oh, he's worth 10 billion. He's making all this money. He's president. And they'll twist it and they'll have their media hacks say, well, you know, he certainly has profited from his presidency. Well, they give us a choice like, well, Joe Biden's leading the field by now. And that's a pretty pathetic group. It's just loaded with creeps and idiots. And some get a little surge, like Buttigieg had a surge. He's not surging anymore. Beat off is way down from where he peaked. Bernie is 20 points behind Joe. He's just an old commie. I mean, I don't know what they... what are you running on? How about that? Why not focus on that instead of determining the outcome? Why don't you take a look at why people voted for the Trump agenda and come up with something that's better instead of making threats? And this is why Barr needs to move his butt and start with the questions like, well, why didn't Mueller look into the connection between the Clinton campaign and the dossier on which all those phony warrants were based? I believe that's sedition. Who's our caller?
Red Top.
Hello, Red Top.
Hey, guys. There's something that hadn't been mentioned that's truly amazing and shows how good a president we have. Is we have a battle group going to Iran. They've cut off their oil supply. There's chaos going all over the world, and the stock market is totally stable, and so is the price of oil. Gentlemen, 30, 40 years ago, there'd have been a whisper of this. Oil prices would have doubled in one day.
Yeah.
And I watch Nightly Business Report every night just for good information. And they're even amazed that all the stockbrokers and hedge funds and all this saying, we're pretty much built all this into our future predictions. And it's really not rocking them at all. Maybe a little bit here or there, but when you talk about a 200 or 300 point swing on a 26,000 volume, that's minuscule.
Yeah.
Our market would have been, country would have been in a state of panic over the stuff going on in Iran 40 years ago. And it is because we got a president who's really worth a damn. Worth a whole lot more than a damn, but really good.
We appreciate the call, Red Top. I remember the morning that they launched the Iraq invasion. 91? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew. That was announced that morning. That was breaking news. And as I was driving to work that morning, there was a, I think it was at the time it was Amoco or something, a gas station. They were out there at 4 o'clock raising the price of gas. Gas that was in the ground. Raising it by 10, 15, 20 cents because of the effect on oil. Now, we have become, we're the biggest energy producer on the planet now because we haven't been tying and holding the energy business in bondage. Meanwhile, we're finding all kinds of horrible things out about solar panels, including cancer risks and everything else. Those renewables are just not ready to carry the burden that we're being told by energy experts like AOC. AOC? There's a parody there somewhere. If I could sing and play an instrument, I might do it, but anyways, 354. Georgia Floors Direct, a great idea. The brainchild of Mr. Dick McAdam. Half a century ago, opening this enormous warehouse on Eastern Bypass, which it truly was then because there wasn't much. It was a road that went around the east side of Montgomery and said, we're going to build this big warehouse. We're going to stock it with first-rate popular styles of flooring. We'll have the manufacturer send it directly here. Put together a team of installers to find the best, the most competent people, and we'll train a staff that can help our customers come in and navigate these choices. This is not where unwanted flooring goes to die. It's not that kind of a place at all. This is where state-of-the-art popular types of flooring sit in great abundance. You go in, talk about what you're looking to do, the price range you're shopping in, and see how much Georgia Floors Direct can get done on the budget you provide them. So, stop by and see Jeff Mallinson and his Mary Band of Floriers at 1965 Eastern Bypass. Or, look them up on Facebook, because their Facebook page is good, and they frequently update it with pictures, videos of things that are new offerings inside. Georgia Floors Direct, flooring destination since 1969.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at the traffic around the river region, and we have an accident involving a school bus. This one's in Deetsville. It's in the 2900 block of Highway 31. That's just right after you get off of I-65 headed towards Highway 40. Everyone on the school bus is okay. There are two cars and one bus involved, so that's going to take a little while for them to sort this out and straighten things up, so be careful in that area. If you are headed south on 65 into Montgomery, there are no problems for you. We don't see any problems northbound either, and the same story on I-85. The boulevard's pretty crowded
crowded this afternoon. There's lots of traffic out there. It's just stop and go at the traffic light, so be careful and watch the people around you. We also see a new accident that just occurred in the Eastbrook area. It's on Biltmore Avenue at Brantwood Drive, so watch out there. Begin your new career now. May 21st is the last day to register for summer term classes at Trenum State Community College. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson at charter.net.
It's time to show Mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 851- 1,000 roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for Mom. Call Jenny Lynn's Creations, 285-1000.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero